This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Love those sounds by Mondli Zondi, and that's how we say hello to you on this awesome Tuesday, right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. The song is "So That I" by Mondli Zondi, and it's exactly 12 minutes just after 12. Let me say thanks to Vinat Rosso, together with Pastor Roki, for Skriftirlik. I hope that you have been blessed. And now it's time to talk mental health again, brought to you by Masiviwe, a movement for mental health and the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And this is funded through the Foundation of Professional Development, FPD, through PEPFAR. This week, we are talking about a very common mental health condition, depression. The term is quite often wrongly used. People might say, I am depressed, that my team has lost, I'm depressed because that restaurant closed down. So it's important to find out what depression really is. My family, I think most of the times we use these words the way we think we should and how we think we should, when it is wrong for us to be using those words. And everybody believes this is the right word of saying it, this is the right way of saying it. Yeah, a person can say, I am depressed, oh. A person can say, I am depressed, oh, because maybe they didn't get to do what, or they were disappointed by someone who didn't show up and they waited for that person. We use it anyway and we never check what it really means. So it is important that we know what it means. A person might say, I'm depressed because that restaurant closed down. So it's important to find out again what depression really means. In this series, what we want to show is that talking about how you feel shouldn't feel scary. As always, you know, we do this, and it shouldn't also feel overwhelming. We also want to give you a taste of what counseling would be like. Each week, we will listen to a scenario between a lay counselor on one of our South African Depression and Anxiety Group offices, mental health helpline, and a caller that calls in. Each call will highlight the real experiences people have in South Africa with their mental health. So today, someone is calling in who is struggling with depression. So let us take a listen. And when it comes to depression, it's as serious as any other mental health issue.
Hi, I'm Rose, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
Hi, Rose. I don't know if you can help me. I just don't feel myself today.
Okay, tell me, why is that?
Well, you see, I just got this new job, and I've been trying to get it for a really long time. But now I've just started to feel like I don't think I should feel the way I'm feeling.
Okay, and I hear you. And it sounds like you have a lot of expectations about how you should be feeling. So tell me, how do you think you should feel?
Well, happy, proud, but definitely not like this. Not how I'm currently feeling.
Okay, and how are you currently feeling at the moment? How do you feel now?
Just really low and down, and I don't have any energy. All I want to do is sleep. At work, I just stare at the screen. I even put my head on the desk and try to close my eyes yesterday.
That sounds extremely difficult. Do you enjoy your job since you started?
I thought I would. I used to be so passionate about what I did. I thought I'd be able to turn it around, get the energy back, but it's just not happening. I didn't go to work today either.
Okay. All right. And tell me about specifically today, since you didn't go to work. How do you feel about the day that you just had?
Well, it hasn't really helped, like I thought it would, because now I feel bad about myself. And at least when I'm at work, I'm distracted and I'm busy with things. But now I just can't escape my thoughts. That's why I called.
And I'm glad that you took this step to call, because it sounds like you are really having quite a hard time right now. And I can hear that you have been trying to cope on your own a little bit, but you've just been struggling to manage how you've been feeling. What have you been doing at home today? What was your schedule and routine like today?
Nothing. I've literally been sitting in bed, and I don't even feel like eating.
That's very difficult to feel like the way that you've been feeling, especially not wanting to even get out of bed.
It feels like I'm stuck in a hole and I just can't get out. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to see my friends. They've all messaged me. And it feels like too much effort to reply.
And tell me, besides myself, have you spoken to anyone about how you've been feeling today?
No. And I don't want to speak to my parents. They sacrificed so much for me to study and they're so proud of me. And I don't want them to think that I'm ungrateful. And when I try to speak to my one friend, she just said, like, why am I complaining? Other people's lives are so much harder than mine. She just, like, doesn't get it.
Okay. And it's very difficult hearing about how other people's challenges might be worse according to that person than yours. It can even feel quite dismissing of your own emotions at that point in time. And I can imagine that it can make you feel quite worse.
Yeah, it did. That's completely right. I don't know why I can't stop feeling like this. And I wish I could, but I just can't feel happy. I don't know how to feel happy.
Well, I am so grateful that even after the experience that you did, you felt so brave and the strength to actually call us and share your experiences again with me. And feeling low-like the way that you've been feeling, it must be quite difficult. The symptoms that you described to me, they really sound very closely related to depression. But you would need to see a professional to get a full assessment.
Rose, what is depression and what do I do about it?
Well, depression is a very, very common mental health condition. It's when difficult thoughts and feelings like sadness, hopelessness, and emptiness get in the way of your daily function.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. So what do I do?
Let's maybe start by putting a few things in place in order to help you cope with your difficult emotions right now. Then I can give you a few options for where you can seek professional support and then we can take it from there. How does that sound?
I mean, okay. Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, perfect. And I want to encourage you to reach out to someone around you, someone in your life at the moment, because it's very important for us to connect with our loved ones.
I mean, I definitely want to take a step forward and I don't want to keep feeling this way, but I'm really not sure about reaching out to people around me. That would be really difficult.
Okay, and tell me more about that. Why is that? Why do you not feel comfortable reaching out to people?
Well, it really didn't go well with my friend. And the times I have spoken to my mom, she'll always just say, oh, come on, be positive. And also doesn't really get it.
Okay, and tell me more about that. How did that make you feel?
Like there was something wrong with me, even more wrong with me that I can't just be positive.
Okay, and I hear you, and that doesn't sound very helpful at all. And it must be very hard to hear that from your loved one. But you shouldn't try to deal with this by yourself. And it's okay for you to ask for help. And tell me, is there someone in your life right now who maybe made you feel heard and supported and safe in the past?
Yeah, my dad. I used to tell my dad everything, but that was a long time ago. I was a lot younger.
Okay, and I'm glad that you were able to identify someone. So tell me more about your dad.
He's always been a good listener. When I was at school, when he would get back from work, he would always come straight to my room to hear about my day. You know, we could always tell when things were not okay. But since I started working, we don't spend as much time together. I still thought he would notice that something was wrong, but he hasn't. And
okay. And I can hear even now that there is a deep longing that you have for specifically how things were between you and your dad when you were younger. It sounds like you really miss those times. And sometimes we think that people that we love can really read our thoughts, but unless we are saying it out loud to say that this is how I'm feeling, they might not be able to help us. Do you think maybe you can try talking to your father about this?
I mean, I could, but like, what would I say? Where do I start? You know, like, I don't even really understand what's happening. I don't know how I would explain it to somebody else.
Okay, and I hear you. So maybe just like we started this conversation, you can start exactly where you started with me. Talk about how your emotions are currently impacting your life and what you are feeling and that you need to be supported by him.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Okay, that's perfect. And in terms of maybe getting support from a professional, do you know if your work has an employee assistance program, like through HR?
They do, but I'm a little worried to go and see them because people at work will know that something's wrong. And remember, I'm the new person. Yes. They might think I'm a bit weird.
And I hear you. And it is quite challenging to seek for support, especially if we are concerned about confidentiality. But I assure you that these programs are completely, completely confidential. And it's a really great way to get support. Often they can link you to psychologists or refer you to other free of charge support that you can access as a result of the employee assistance program. Do you think maybe you might be willing to reach out to them for support?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that's a good starting point. There are many other things to do to cope, like exercising or having a routine, getting enough sleep and getting the right treatment. But when we are feeling depressed, even the smallest, most simple task can feel very huge and overwhelming. So we need to take a break and sort of break everything down into smaller steps that we can take one step at a time.
I mean, I can barely get myself out of bed. I don't know if I could do any of those things.
That is okay. And it's normal to struggle to get out of bed when you are feeling depressed. What do you think? Maybe we can try by taking a step like brushing your teeth, making your bed, and things like that. What do you think that can be one of the small steps that you can try that you're open to trying?
I mean, I could maybe start by getting out of bed.
Okay, so maybe let's start there. And then we can, from getting out of bed, we can look at some of the bigger tasks that you want to achieve for the day, but we can start small and then we can break it down that way. So I just want to hear you actually putting your feet on the floor. So let's start there.
Okay, I've done it. My feet are on the floor and I'm out of bed.
That's perfect. And well done. And maybe now we can take a look at the next step that we can take together. How do you feel about that?
I'd like that, to take a step forward.
What you just heard was someone calling in who was struggling with what could be depression. I am Rose, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, a call-in mental health helpline. We all have moments of sadness or feeling low. But depression is when feelings of sadness and hopelessness get in the way of your daily life. You may feel a sad and empty feeling that won't go away and want to sleep for hours. A person struggling with depression may struggle doing day-to-day tasks that you would have previously done easily. Things like doing your bed, bathing, concentrating at work. It can also affect your eating, sleeping, and thinking patterns too. Depression is an extremely common mental health condition, which can be treated with medication, therapy, support, and self-care. It will help to create a routine. Make sure you exercise, eat healthily, get enough sleep, and spend time with friends and family on a regular basis. What we heard in this call is that how we respond to someone when they share their experiences with us can have a big impact on their mental health. It takes a lot of strength to manage it. But remember, you or someone you care about can learn to manage depression with the right help. Being depressed isn't your fault, and it doesn't mean that you're weak or should feel ashamed. But the first step is reaching out for help, and there is help out there. Talk to someone, a healthcare professional or an employee assistance practitioner if you have one at your work. Talk to a counselor at your clinic or call a mental health helpline.
Thank you so much, Rose, for helping us understand depression better and showing us some practical ways to help us talk about how we are feeling and take that first step to getting help. And family, we would love to hear your feedback or your questions. You can send us your voice notes or your questions to 082-657-2729. And yeah, in the final series, so in the final episode of the series, we'll dedicate the time to answering some of your questions. Now, today we spoke about depression. We also, today, this week, we are tackling a highly sensitive but important topic, suicide. It can feel overwhelming to talk about it, but whether you are struggling yourself or want to learn how to support a loved one, this program is for you. So, family, you can also share your experiences on our line where I said you can send your feedback on our WhatsApp line, which is 0826572729. In this series, what we want to show, or we want to show that talking about how you feel shouldn't feel scary or overwhelming. I said it at the beginning, I said it last week, and I will continue saying it throughout. We also want to give you a taste of what counseling would look like. So each week, we listen to a scenario between a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, mental health helplines, and a caller. And each call will highlight the real experiences people have in South Africa with their mental health. And so today, someone who is so brave, today someone has to take the brave step to call in and talk about their struggle with suicidal thoughts. So we are going to just have that where we are learning more about how to tackle this one on suicide.
Hi, I am Mahwali, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I've been struggling with these thoughts, these scary thoughts. I don't know if I can say I'm not okay.
I am here with you. I will not judge you. I'm just here to listen.
I think.
Okay. Can we breathe together for a moment? Let's take a deep breath in together through the nose, then hold it, and then out through your mouth. In through the nose. Hold it. And out through the mouth. In through the nose. Hold it. And out through the mouth. That was amazing. Thank you. Do you think you can tell me what you have been feeling?
I think I should just end it. My life.
Those are some really heavy thoughts that you are having. You must be feeling really scared and overwhelmed right now.
I am. I really am. I just...
Let's take another breath together. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Take a really deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Amazing. Is that better now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you alone at the moment?
I'm in my room and my sister's watching the TV downstairs.
Okay. It's good to hear that you're not alone. Now, do you feel ready to tell me what has led you to having the suicidal thoughts?
Well, I just got my matric results. And it's not what I thought it would be. I've put so much effort. I really wanted to go to varsity. Now I can't even do that. I have disappointed everyone in my life. I don't even want to be alive. It's not easy. No one even calls to check up on me. I can't see where I'm going to go from here. I don't see any point anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing all of that with me. It is understandable when, after you've put in a lot of effort and something doesn't work out, to feel a deep feeling of grief or loss. We don't just feel grief when we lose someone, but we also feel it when we lose a dream we had. What did you hope to study when you went to university?
Well, I'd hoped to be a lawyer. In high school, I was in the debate club, and everybody knew that I wanted to become a lawyer. My friends are headed off to university, and I don't feel I can relate to them. I have no one to share my feelings with. I've never been this sad and alone.
I can hear you're feeling a deep sense of loneliness, and I want to be here to support you. Now let me ask you, is this the first time you've struggled with this kind of thoughts?
Well, no. I have felt like this before.
And in the past, have you ever attempted to act on them?
Yes. I attempted to take my life 2 years ago.
Have you made any specific plans this time?
Not a proper plan, like the last time.
I can hear that you have been giving this a lot of thought, which is very concerning. Are you thinking of this because you don't know what to do, now that your plans for the future haven't gone the way that you had hoped? Because it sounds like you had quite a few goals that you were hoping to achieve.
Yeah, I did. But what's the point of leaving? I can't even achieve them anymore.
It can be very hard to figure things out when you're feeling so low, especially on your own. So I'm really glad you've called me today, because I can help you find ways to deal with these very heavy thoughts and feelings. Would you be willing to explore some of this with me?
I suppose.
I'm so glad to hear that. It's most important to get support from a professional when dealing with this kind of experiences. But there are also ways to support and protect yourself. So let's start by creating a suicide safety plan.
A suicide safety plan? What is that?
Well, when you are having thoughts of suicide, it can feel very overwhelming, and it takes a great deal of strength to stay safe. You have shown that strength today by calling me. A suicide safety plan is something to use during those crisis times. It outlines the steps you can take when you feel the urge to act on your suicidal thoughts. Would you be willing to do that with me?
Yeah.
Great. Get yourself a pen and paper. Do you need me to wait whilst you get that?
Give me a moment. I'm ready.
Start off by writing the heading Safety Plan.
Okay.
Then below that, a new heading, Emergency Contact.
All right.
Now, together we're going to write a list of the people you know will be there for you when you need them most.
Wait, who must I put?
Well, who makes you feel safe?
I always feel safe when I'm with my best friend.
That's a great start. Write her name down and her numbers. Is there anyone else?
Well, I guess I could put my aunt and my dad down as well.
That is amazing. We have your emergency contacts now. That's our first step done. I want you to write another heading, My Distractions. Okay. These are the things that you can do to distract yourself when you are feeling overwhelmed by difficult thoughts. The things that when you're doing them, makes you feel good.
I guess dancing to music.
That's a great one. So write it down. Number one, dance to music.
Okay.
What else do you enjoy doing?
Well, I like drawing and writing in my diary.
Both are really good distractions, especially keeping a diary. It is a good way to help get your feelings and your thoughts out. So, have you written those down?
Yes, I have.
Now, I want you to write down the places I feel most safe.
Okay.
This is a list of places you feel safe and where you know you can get help. Where might those places be for you?
My best friend's house is one of them, or could be one of them.
That's wonderful. Anywhere else?
Well, my church. It's safe there too.
Great. Let's write both of them down. Remember, when you are having these thoughts, it's important that you're not alone.
All right. I understand that.
You have done so well. We're almost finished. The last section will help you see that, yes, today might feel bad, but you do have a lot in your life that is good. I want you to write down the heading, My Reasons for Living.
Okay.
We will be focusing on some of the things that make you want to wake up in the morning. What are some of those things?
Maybe my little niece.
That is so sweet. How old is she?
Well, she's only just turning 1 year old. I want to be around to see her take her first steps.
How wonderful. It is so special to see our family members growing up and being there to teach them about the world.
Well, I'd also like to teach her how to dance.
Write that down as well. Teach my niece how to dance.
Okay, and I got that. I wrote it.
That is wonderful. Perhaps you can also add your plans to become a lawyer to the list too. Though it really feels this goal is unattainable right now, it is not true. We may need to readjust the plan you initially had by looking into retaking the subjects you didn't perform well in the last year. Would you be open to taking the step to rewrite some of your exams?
Yeah, I think I will. Okay. Yeah, I got that.
Now you have your plan. You must still get some help with what you're going through. You don't need to go through this alone. I will look up if there is a hospital or a clinic in your area, and I want you to go tomorrow. Can you do that for me?
Well, I'm not sure. The queues are normally very long.
I understand. The right treatment and support can help you overcome these thoughts and reconnect with your reasons to live. But I know it can be a lot. So perhaps you can go to the hospital with a friend or your parents so that you can be with a loved one whilst you wait. You can even bring a book and some food so that you have something to keep you occupied while you wait to see a professional. Who would you feel comfortable to accompany you?
Yeah, my best friend will do.
Amazing. If you can give me her number now, and with your permission, I will call her and ask her to come over. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that'll be good. Thanks.
And the fact that you called me today shows me that you want to fight for yourself. And I want to thank you for being brave and calling us today. What you just had was a conversation between a counselor and a caller who is struggling with suicidal thoughts. I am a lay counselor on the Suicide Crisis Helpline for the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and link you to places where you can go for help. Remember, suicidal thoughts can happen to anyone. If someone is sharing these thoughts with you, it means they are not coping and they need help. Sometimes we can feel scared to talk to someone if they have these thoughts. But remember that talking about suicide does not increase the risk of someone acting on these thoughts. In fact, talking openly and non-judgmentally about suicide can help them feel less alone and not as overwhelmed by everything. Or even help them gain perspective. You had us go through the creation of a suicide safety plan, where we worked together to outline the steps they can take when they feel the urge to act on their suicidal thoughts. The right treatment and support can help you overcome these thoughts and reconnect with reasons to live. This isn't something to try to deal with alone. But the first step is reaching out for help, and there is help. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner, an employee assistance practitioner, if you have one where you work, or talk to a counselor on one of the helplines.
Thank you so much, Makhwale, for helping us understand a bit about how to keep yourself or someone you love safe when they are struggling with suicidal thoughts. Family, we had to bring them together, reminding you that depression sometimes can lead to suicide. Depression can lead to suicide. Now, my family, do remember that we would like to hear your feedback, your questions. Send us a voice note or a question to 082-657-2729. Remember that in the final episode of the series, we'll dedicate the time to answering some of your questions. And my family would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. And next week, we will be tackling or talking about men's mental health. To find out more about the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, go to www.sadag.org. It's SADAG.org. Or call their 24-hour suicide crisis line, which is 0800-567-567. It's 0800-567-567. For more information on mental health and how to find help in the area that you're in or in your area, go to www.masiviwe.org.za or find them on social media. This program was supported by the Grant or Cooperative Agreement number GH002393/3, funded by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The contents are solely the responsibility of the producers and not or do not necessarily represent the official views of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the Department of Health and Human Sciences. This is where we curb it. We are coming back again next week with mental health. In the background, 3C Live featuring Ntombi Motuagai and Kayam Tetwa.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.